Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about starting over. Do you feel out of sorts, but not sure what needs to change? What challenges are you facing that are keeping you stuck? Are you really clear about what matters most? Learn how to begin again at any time as we begin our month focused on starting over. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. The entire month is going to be focused on starting over. Kind of goes with last month a little bit. If you've been following along for a while, you know that I'm moving back to my hometown in West Virginia, and my husband, who has been amazing throughout everything, is going to be with me. I have been away for over 30 years, and so in some ways, it's a new place. It's been really interesting house hunting. We just lost to another out-of-towner, but the first house we put a bid on, and it's a hot market there, and I really believe that it was a blessing we didn't get the house, because I know, don't laugh if you've been listening for a while, it was within an HOA, but they have 9 pages of rules and stuff, and this one has 80. So at least there was a little bit of advantage, but like they have to take care of the roads and snow plowing, and that's expensive. So anyway, trust that's not meant to be our house, and we're still looking. But what's been interesting about this process is, oh, I never knew that home, or oh, I never knew that area. So for me, it is going to be a new slate in some ways. And so I was thinking, you know what, this would be good at spring, kind of love that smell of fresh earth, new beginnings, and kind of wiping the slate clean. So I thought it would be good focus from this month. And you don't have to move to start over. In every moment, you have a choice to choose differently and begin again. So today is just going to serve some ways maybe for you to think about this. Today's specific episode, because we're going to focus on the entire month, was inspired because I mentioned a moment ago about how in every moment you have a chance to start over. It doesn't need to be big. I also was inspired, I mean, moving's a big deal, but in many ways, I've continued to start over in my life. As I'm looking to get certified in another area, that's just, in essence, starting my education over and learning more and starting anew. And so there are many things that you can do. I also believe that we all deserve a second chance and a fresh start, and we don't always give everyone that. And you know, just in this neighborhood, which I think serves as a great microcosm of the world, you know, they're still talking about what a neighbor did 5 years ago. It's like, she's never going to outlive that. And she didn't do anything in my eyes, quote unquote, wrong. And because of how some people act here. Anyway, I just thought, is she ever going to be given a break? So I believe in second chance. So this is kind of based on that, starting over, as I'm doing in my life. And just to remind you, you know, I think sometimes we get stuck in this mentality that we can't start over, or things are always going to be the way and nothing can be changed and nothing's further from the truth. So I want to invite you to ponder for a moment. Where in your life do you need to start over? If you're stuck and unable to move forward, that can create clutter. Right, very simply physical clutter if you can't take the action to get it out of the house. And people can stay stuck. And no judgment in that, but that's not something I'm exaggerating. I see it all the time. You can get on that hamster wheel, right, where your mind just goes round and round and round, or you're always beating yourself up about what you did in the past, or having the same emotional knee-jerk reactions. You don't ever move past that and keep repeating. Obviously, it creates spiritual clutter because you're not sharing your gifts with the world. I really do. I want a revolution. I want people clearing their clutter and sharing their gifts. It can also create financial clutter if you are always buying stuff, but never moving forward on using it, or it accumulates as physical clutter, or you buy things like you're always buying a course and you never do the work, then life's not going to change. And I believe, in my personal experience, if you don't grow and change, it can cause problems and strife in your relationships. If I didn't look at things new, like one of the things that I appreciate with my husband, he plays this card game called Magic. I haven't tried to play it, but the other couple we play games with, so we've started this game called Magic and or Massive Dark, and I'm really enjoying it. It's kind of fantasy stuff, nothing that I ever did as a kid. And then we borrowed a game and I was like, wow, this is a lot of fun. And you have these, it was the psychic detective game, but they have different stories and it's never the same game because you can make all these choices. And so, you know, I was laughing at my husband. I'm like, you got us killed. You know, we had I made our heads explode. He had us disintegrated. We went to the future. And then I was like, don't go in the freshly dug grave. And we were buried alive. So it's just a fun game, but something that I might not have been open to that. So being open to change, being open to starting again can have lots of wonderful consequences. How has being stuck and not starting a new created clutter for you? The first thing I'm going to suggest is, where do you need to start over? You might be overwhelmed and not able to do so, and that's okay. Remember, everything is a process. Because I am moving, I'm being given the opportunity. Would I have chose to move back to West Virginia? I don't know. I believe I'm meant to. I'm happy to go and support my mother and support my father. But we obviously had downsized less than 2 years ago, so it wasn't part of the plan. If you're not sure where you'd like to start over, ask yourself where you're not happy or where you feel stressed out or really stuck or if something hasn't healed. And now is the time to go within, to check in with yourself. Let that ego take a seat. Let that ego get silent and listen. Or you might have something really specific and say, oh, you know what? I really want to start over. Maybe it's like me moving to a new town. Maybe you won't know you want to change careers, or it can simply be taking better care of yourself. Or maybe you want to start the restart button on your relationship. You know, I think one of the things my husband and I have talked about this is we're too quick to throw away a relationship instead of taking the time to work on it. And sometimes you just need to let the past stay in the past, hit restart, and move forward. And as I said a moment ago, it doesn't need to be huge. It can be something small, like getting a walk in every day. I've done this for a couple weeks now, 5 out of 7 days, and I've noticed an improvement in my quality of life. And what I appreciate is that also gives me time to think. So that's one of the reasons, like, I enjoy it's for health, physical health, but also mental health. Maybe you need a whole life reset. And if you do, take it one moment at a time. Start out small if you need to, or go big if necessary. Know that it'll get done. That every step that you take is progress. So how can you start over? Clear out your space. Declutter. I got a few podcasts on that for clearing your physical clutter. But when you clear out your space, you know, if you are into feng shui, that's the first thing they're going to tell you is clear that clutter. It just, the energy of your space feels differently. You clear that out, with the old and with the new. If your space is crammed with stuff, kind of a challenge to start over because everything's there. It doesn't create space. And especially if you have a lot of things that hold on to your past, that doesn't allow you to start over. This next one's a little bit challenging. Make peace with the past and figure out what you can do to create your future. And one of the things I've said before, and I'm going to encourage you, don't view things as mistakes. View them as lessons learned. Because how are you going to ever learn everything or anything if you don't try and fail sometimes. It's just part of life. I know of no one that has been perfect, that hasn't made mistakes in life. They've learned lessons. And that allows you to course correct. And you might think, oh, this is what I want to do. And then start on the path and be like, I'm not feeling that. I need to move in a different direction. So just say, hey, pass. Thanks. I appreciate all the lessons learned. I'm going to have my focus right now in the present and move forward, because in every moment you can start over. Take the time to reflect on the lessons learned. Be like an archaeologist, a researcher. Maybe you talk to others you trust that might have a very different perspective. Sometimes our perspectives are very narrow, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's, again, not something we think about a lot or are taught. And one of the things I always try to view is that there's a larger perspective out there and things that I might not be able to see. And so where in life did maybe you make that left turn at Albuquerque? And reflect on it and learn why, because that's going to support you and starting over and not have to learn a lesson again. You know, one of the things when I'm really frustrated, I cleared that karma. Living in this neighborhood is a great example. I really don't think that I did anything wrong. Actually, I think standing up for myself and having the guts to go to court is a big deal. I didn't become passive aggressive. I stood up for myself. And, you know, talking about making peace with the past a moment ago, I have no control what others do. Other people didn't want to stand up. Someone who I considered a friend wanted me to create a community meeting. I'm like, why? I'm like, first of all, she's like, are you still here? You know, just because she wanted something. And her husband, who I voted to be on the board because he said he was going to be transparent and change, now won't talk to neighbors because the board, one of their policies is you don't talk to the neighbors about stuff. And she said, I don't want to get him in trouble. And I said, that's sad that he won't talk to neighbors and you don't want to get in trouble. How old are we? Nothing will ever change because of that. You can never start anew because of that. Do you feel the weight of clutter as a big burden you long to release? Are you aware that something needs to change, but you're not sure what or how to move forward? Looking for a little more support that's budget-friendly? Visit Reawaken Your Brilliance on Patreon to learn more or find the link at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Starting over can be challenging. So remind yourself of your successes. You've got lots of them. When I think like, oh man, I'm moving again, even though it's my hometown and there's going to be some familiarity. Like, well, hey, you went off to move to college. You moved to not knowing people in the summers between college. You moved to Vermont. Then you moved to Massachusetts. Then you moved to Los Angeles. You moved to North Carolina. And all those places, you didn't know anyone. Just about all those places. You can move again. You'll create your community. So take time. Starting new is an opportunity. So create excitement about your new changes. You know, I always used to laugh that I was like a cat because I used to hate change. And I'm still not super great with it, but I'm a lot better than I used to be. And I've determined that when I kind of relax into it, accept that change is inevitable and going to happen, I do a lot better. I don't try to control it. I don't try to make sure that everything goes exactly as I deem it to go. It's like when it was only the first house we bid on and it didn't happen. You know, we both said to each other, if we're meant to get the house, we will. And we didn't. And I just took a step back and said, okay, it's all good. So one of the things I'm trying to do is get excited. Like, wow, you know, you'll get to see some things in Wheeling, but you're also near Pittsburgh again. And so lots is going on in the Pittsburgh area, which I'm excited to explore. We will get to explore when we're hopefully as a country back up and running a little better, more escape rooms. We love escape rooms. There will be new opportunities for different museums to visit, for different cultural events. So that's what's getting me excited. And I know I'm a little mellow on this. I'm just kind of having one of those mellow days, but I am excited. I think because I have so much to do and I'm so organized and I'm grateful for that, but I have got a lot of balls in the air right now. So I think that my focus is mainly on that. And once I've moved and unpacked, then I can really start to get excited. When you're starting over, revisit what's important to you. You know, obviously some things happen. If you feel the need to start over, you probably weren't focusing on what matters the most to you. So what is it that's important? And how are you going to make sure that you bring that into your life every single day? Because you're given that opportunity, or you're going to take that opportunity to start over. How are you going to focus on what matters most? How will you make sure that you do that? And if you start to slip, how are you going to course correct and bring yourself back? When you start over, then you can really, really focus on that. And some of the times I feel like we really get off the path, and that's why we need to start over. We've gotten away from who we are, maybe from who we would like to be, or if we have certain values and we get away from that, then bring it back. Now, with starting over, there are going to be some challenges. So consider contemplating what challenges might arise. You know, I'm trying to think of some of the challenges making friends in my 50s. I've seen lots of women discuss this, and it's been fascinating. It's like, wow, it's a little harder to make friends when you're older. Okay, that's going to be one challenge. I think for a while, that's not going to be able to happen because my focus is going to be on family, getting my home settled, making sure my husband is able to meet people, do things, taking care of my parents, taking care of the cats. I don't know how much time that's going to leave for forging friendships. How am I going to make sure that I get a break? How am I going to make sure that I take care of myself? So as I think about these challenges and what maybe is coming up, how can I overcome them? Well, let's think about exercise for a moment, walking the new neighborhood. We're really fortunate in Wheeling. We have two parks. You can get in the car and go to the park. You know how to get there. As far as friends, you know, maybe that's going to happen for a while. So maybe I need to up the calls with Cotty and just feel like I have someone to check in and check in with my college buddies and check in with other people I'm close to. So if I have a kind of idea, okay, these are probably the challenges that are going to happen, and how can I overcome them? And you might be starting anew and have people that are resistant to that. That's a real possibility. You know, some people like the status quo and don't like it when things change. So if that's a possibility, how are you going to handle that? What are you going to do for the naysayers? You know, just a boundary in the sand, this is what I need to do. You feel you want to have a conversation about it, no right or wrong here. But I found that what I like, if I'm going to have a difficult conversation, I like to write down bullet points. So then kind of keep me centered, keep me focused. So hopefully on track. And because if I get too emotional, who knows where I'll end up with that. So think about the challenges and how you're going to overcome them and believe that you can overcome them. And anytime you can change your perspective, do it. Because if you're like, oh, I have a challenge, oh, this big mountain to climb, and say, oh, I have an opportunity. I have an opportunity for growth. I have an opportunity to learn more about myself. See the difference in that? What looks more appealing, climbing that mountain or being like, wow, I'm going to learn something about myself or grow as a person? And of course, ask for support. I went to the chiropractor this morning. Boy, did I need it. I think all my years of playing ice hockey, he said that it was an old injury and maybe I've fallen other times and just can't think of it when it happened because they're worried about one of my neck things. I would say to you, if you play sports and you haven't been gotten x-rays, your neck and back, consider seeing a chiropractor, considering getting them done. Because you might have some stuff going on that you don't know about. But that was a way to support myself. I'm in pain. I need to get it taken care of. And I put it off because I've had so much to do. So how else can you ask for support? Maybe it's, hey, can you listen to me? It's, can you go for a walk for me? Can you watch the kids for me? Can you take care of the pet for the day? Can you get a massage? Do you need to get your nails done? Can you take out and carve out 10 minutes every day just for yourself, even if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom? What is the support you need? And, you know, there is no shame. And if you have to hire someone, you need to hire someone to come and clean your house. You need to hire someone to help you unpack everything. Sometimes I think we can get into that mentality of, oh, I shouldn't pay someone to do something that I can do. When the stimulus came out and we got some money, I was like, you know, we need to pay it forward. And the couple needs some money. They had a cleaning business and shut down and had them come and do weeding. And Tony said, well, you know, normally I wouldn't, you know, why should we pay for someone to do something we can? And I was like, well, A, we haven't done it yet. B, it's paying it forward. And so, you know, that's a good example of thing. Oh, it's something I can do. So I encourage you to release that and encourage you to not feel bad about spending money on something that you feel that you should be able to do for yourself. Hey, yeah, we can all unpack boxes, but if you can, hire someone else to do it. What is going to support you? And then you can focus on the bigger picture. Celebrate along the way. I have packed our first night boxes. I have a big one for the cats. I have two for us. And, you know, things like plates and utensils. And I've got hand towels and bath towels and all that good stuff. And I packed a bottle of Prosecco. I'm not a big drinker, but I really like Prosecco. And so we will have something on our first night in our new house that we can enjoy. So it's about celebrating along the way. One thing that we've done, even though life's super busy and they've done COVID protocol, we have done two escape rooms. We have another couple that we kind of formed a pod with and socially distanced. So anyway, we've done two escape rooms, and I'm happy to say that our second one we did, we solved in 45 minutes without any clues, which is a record for us. We want to go back, and they have two ones that are bigger. And I'm like, oh man, I can't even imagine, because we've got lots to do in the smaller rooms. But so we're going to tackle the big rooms next. So how can you celebrate? How can you be kind to yourself as you're starting new? So if you go to a meetup and don't make any new friends, don't get discouraged. Don't get down. Celebrate that you went out and tried something and say, okay, maybe that's not the meetup for me, and maybe I try another one. Maybe you buy yourself a new book. I am not a big fan of ebooks, but I bought myself an ebook on plants, and I'm excited about that. I really like hard copies, but I refuse to buy anything else until we are settled. It can be a small thing of going out to Starbucks and treating yourself to fancy pants, as I call them, coffee. Do something small, but celebrate all you're doing to start anew. And then finally, trust that everything is happening in divine timing. The older I get, I see that life really does work out as it should. It doesn't always mean that I get what I want or that it comes in the package that I expected. And that's something that I've worked on myself for growth. But there's things that we always can't see in the moment that become clear to us later in life. So if you're starting anew, you're worried, I'm taking this step, I don't know what other people are going to think, it's change, I'm nervous. See if you can reflect on that and trust that it's all in good timing, all in right timing, whatever feels good for you. Can you be open to all the possibilities that exist? Can you be open that God, the universe, whatever term you use, supports you and wants what's best for your highest growth? Again, it's about perspective and kind of tweaking that and being open to that. And remembering when you put yourself out there, when you go out on that limb, that's where the sweet fruit is. And being aware that starting anew is an opportunity for you. You got this. Take actions from today's podcast. Understand how not starting over has created clutter for you. Determine where you need to start over. Declutter and get organized. Make peace with your past. Reflect on lessons learned. Remember your successes. Get excited. Recognize challenges and how you overcome them. Ask for support. Celebrate along the way. Trust that everything is acting out for your highest good. Begin again. On our next episode, we're talking about embracing good enough. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.